just like Steve and are still here with us. And so Dan has a really fun show. He does some
He's a hypnotist.
Yeah. And has a little bit of fun with everybody. Good natured, of course.
What time is he going to be on?
I believe he's on in the evening, like 10 maybe.
Okay, now tell me just a little bit about how the relay goes. It's teams. How many on a team?
You can have
as
one
many?
Person or 100. Yeah. Right now we have 52 teams. We have 606 participants. And all we ask is people just to show up. The thought is cancer doesn't sleep, neither will we. Mm-hmm, and so we just ask, you know, people to have people on the track, you know, for 24 hours.
And then what do you do? Just pass the baton?
No baton. It's all really
You just
informal.
Go till you can't go anymore, and then someone takes your place, and then someone else takes your place, just keeping the movement going.
Yeah, and it's not required that you walk for 5 hours or anything. We want people to come and just enjoy their time, and raise those funds and get out there.
And then you're having a survivor lunch at noon. Frozen t-shirt contest? That sounds kind of cool.
Frozen t-shirt.
Woohoo! What's frozen in the t-shirt?
Yeah.
The t-shirt itself, actually.
It is. So,
and at that time of the day, that'll probably be welcome.
That'll be very welcome.
How does that work? How do you get into a frozen t-shirt?
I think that's part of the challenge. Yeah,
okay.
I believe. I don't want to give away
I'm not telling
all
you anymore, man. You got to go out and see it all.
I don't want you to win.
It's starting to sound a little bit like Burning Man.
Now, how about the cruise ship scavenger hunt? That sounds like fun. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, I don't know the details on that one. I actually, Jessica has been keeping these activities a little bit close to the vest. Because
so I think it's probably,
isn't
it
surprises.
For a contest that you'll win a cruise?
I'm probably not, no.
Oh.
I think some of these are just fun, like find a flip-flop and find a beach chair and some of those things like that.
So. How do you make money on this?
Well, the point is we have people fundraise, so they call relatives, they ask everybody they know to donate to their cause.
It's all donations?
It's all donations. Some teams, matter of fact, our chair this year, Jeff Stepanski, is our number one fundraiser individually, and he's raised over $6,000 himself.
Just from friends and family and just asking for it, huh?
Absolutely. It's amazing what you can get when you ask for it.
You have advertisers, and they get their names on shirts and banners and so forth.
We do. We have a lot of sponsors.
And then team members.
And we have a lot of team members.
And then the luminaries. Tell us about the luminaria.
The luminarias are the bags, the white bags that we light up at the luminaria lighting ceremony. And that is the remembrance time. And that's when we honor those who are no longer with us.
Or that are struggling with it. Or that have survived.
Or that have survived, absolutely. And they line the track, and they're lit up, and it's
beautiful.
All the lights are off.
How many maybe? We have maybe 3,000 candles. How many do you think you have?
It's hard to tell at this point. Usually we sell a lot the day of the events, because that's when people really get in there, and there's a booth set up for them to decorate them and show some spirit. And it's really a nice, touching moment.
It really is. Yeah,
what's a caregiver mocktail party? That sounds interesting.
Caregivers are as important as survivors and as everybody else. They're the ones who, really help these people get through these hard times. And so they're being honored, too. And a mocktail party is obviously they're going to have fake margaritas and things like that. And they're going to have hors d'oeuvres. And
the
have
old virgin meal. Thing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jay's out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, so this event, Relay for Life, is actually really as much an awareness raiser. You want to raise awareness of the different things that people go through, the different...
The challenges they face.
The challenges
they
face.
To,
also
yeah.
the therapies. The different treatments.
Absolutely.
That's what I was thinking about. I was looking for the word treatment, the different treatments and support groups that are available for them. Because people, when you first get diagnosed with cancer, you can feel very lonely.
Oh. You know, I may have said this before. Everybody remembers where they were when Kennedy got shot, if they were living, or 9/11. But everybody also remembers when the doctor called and said, "We found cancer." I remember that moment very distinctly.
Yeah, the next moments are continually thought about it, aren't they? Mm-hmm. I mean, the continual thought of what if, what's going to happen.
And what now?
Yeah.
I've become somewhat of a hypochondriac whenever I get just a little feeling in my stomach. The other night on the way to the bathroom, I stubbed my toe and it hurt. And I thought, oh, no, I got toe cancer now.
No, you didn't. Yeah, you're making a joke. So Relay for Life, please, everybody come out. Next weekend, Carson City, where is it again?
It's at Centennial Park, which
Centennial
is off of
Park.
Highway 50 East.
Yeah. I don't even know if I've been there. Centennial, how do you get there?
It's you take Highway 50 East until you get almost up to Mound House. You'll see the Eagle Valley Golf Course on the left-hand side. That's actually Centennial Park. It's the softball fields up top. So we're kind of right next to the mountains. It's a nice, lovely area.
Okay, registration, 7 a.m. That's early. Bright and early. Get out there, huh?
Absolutely.
Okay, 2 days. Their first time for 24 hours. If you'd like to know more, you can go to www.carsonrelay.org, right?
Absolutely.
Patty, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate you joining us. You want to tell us a little bit about your event going up?
July 30th
and
31st. The same thing. Everything she said, the same sort of thing.
And where's it going to be in Incline Village?
At the high school.
At the high school?
Incline Village High School.
Yeah. Okay. 24 hours relay.
I think it's about our 10th or 11th one.
All the fun stuff. Bands. You're going to have bands too. You're going to have music.
Yes. And probably Dan.
And mocktails. Mocktails.
And I'm one of the MCs, and I'm always looking for a good cancer joke, but there aren't very,
cancer joke.
No, I have one. Why did the tumor cross the road? Well, I'm trying to figure the rest of that out. Yeah.
Why did the tumor cross the road?
I don't know, but I want to make
something. Tumor walked into a bar.
What did the tumor say to the other tumor? Oh, gosh. We're going to take a break because we've got more with Broadview. Thank you so much for joining us. And we'll be right back. You're with 1270 The Buzz. We've got our Better Living segment coming up. We're going to do a little navel gazing.
Well, we went downhill fast there, huh?
The Buzz.
Save money on the things you buy, from an oil change to a pizza pie, at 10RenoCoupons.com. And you can even win $10,000. Just go to the web and sign on up at 10RenoCoupons.com.
No purchase necessary. Must be at least 18 to enter. Void where prohibited by law. See site for rules. 10RenoCoupons.com.
Join the revolution with Papa Murphy's, and you can win pizza for a year and a new barbecue gas grill for the summer, courtesy of RC Willie. Want to win? Then send an email with your name, address, and phone to pizzaforayear@gmail.com. Visit RC Willie every Saturday this summer to sample Papa Murphy's fresh take-and-bake pizza. There's nothing better than free Papa Murphy's pizza, a chance to win free pizza for a year and a new grill from RC Willie. So join the revolution with Papa Murphy's today and send an email now to pizzaforayear@gmail.com.
I was there last year.
And we're back with Broadview. We're all ready here and rolling. JP's here, Steve Aussie's here, and Denise is here. And this is the time when we do our Better Living segment, brought to you by Dr. Annette Childs, for psychotherapy, education, consultation for individuals, couples, as well as families. Anxiety, depression management, she does it all. Loss, grief, she's been into hospice for many years. Very comforting. Communication skills, clinical hypnotherapy, and much, much more. That's AnnetteChiles.com, or call her at 853-4142 for a consultation. She's just a phenomenal lady, helping with our mental health to make our mental health better for living. So I thought what we'd do here at this point is talk a little navel gazing.
What does that mean?
You weren't sure what I meant.
No, I'm not.
Well, what they found out, scientists have studied the belly button biodiversity. It's a project going on.
Wait a minute.
We just had innies or outies, and that was all there is.
No, there's more to the belly button than that. Studying the belly buttons of 95 volunteers and counting, so far they have turned up 1,400 different bacterial strains.
In the belly button.
662 of which to be new to science. Brand new strains of
bacteria.
Yet another government spending program.
Where did you get this important government spending program.
We have people out of work and we're studying, but go ahead.
They're doing it on a large scale. Leader Jerry Hiller, postdoctoral graduate at North Carolina State University. That's where they're doing it. Even though there's 1,400 different strains, they were found 80% were from 40 or more common species in your belly button at any one time.
Not my belly button.
Everyone's
not
belly
mine.
Button.
I have an
when
Audi.
When was the last time you
I have
washed?
An Audi. There's no room for bacteria.
Hey, there are little crevices in there, little crevices in that little Audi, little curses, little grooves, and they all get right down in
you
there.
You have an innie or an Audi?
And they're on your innie and your Audi.
No, not mine.
Yes. I just checked. I found some lint.
Well, you know what's in that lint. You know what's behind that lint. You know what's living behind that lint.
Do.
1,400 different species of bacteria, new ones. The amount of belly button bacteria present on the volunteers varied depending on how well participants scrubbed their own navels on a daily basis. Do you wash your navel on a daily basis?
Yeah.
See? No, don't deny.
Come on, it just happens as part
of
the overall procedure.
What, do you get your washcloth and dig down in there?
I don't have to dig. I have an Audi.
You get a hold of the end of it, and no, you don't. You probably do, Denise, right? You probably wash yours every day. I do, too.
Really?
But you know what? When you know you really got a stinky belly button is when your dog gets up there and starts putting his nose in your belly button. And then you can be reassured you've got those 1,400. Volunteers were asked to place long cotton swabs in their navels. Turn them around.
Right away, I couldn't do it.
Turn them around three times. You could put it on. Go around if it's sticking it out that much, for Christ's sake.
Hey.
The researchers then placed the swabs in vials and grew the bacteria in the cultures. Now, once the cultures grew big enough, they were photographed and the DNA was extracted for comparison to the data on public databases. I mean, they have this on record now.
I do encourage our listeners to hang on just a little bit longer. We'll be talking about something else soon.
Why the belly button, you say, Steve says? It's a novel project that is both lighthearted and illustrative.
It's a novel project?
Illustrative of the nature of our bodies. The belly button is protected, making it a safe haven for normal skin microbes.
But mine's not protected. I keep telling you that.
Gives all the bacteria that are normally found on other parts of the skin a chance to thrive, unthreatened by the oils or other secretions produced by the other areas of the body. Now you can see photos of the bacteria if you wish.
Oh, great. They have like portrait photos.
Okay, now you want to know how to take care of all of those.
They probably have Facebook pages.
Do you want to know how to take care of all those 1,400 bacterias?
No, thank you.
Wash the belly button. Every day.